Blog Talk Radio.
The Madden Voice is back. Welcome. I'll tell you, almost didn't think I was going to make it. Show number 19. Wednesday night, first time hosting a show on a weekday night, and we'll definitely not do another 8 o'clock show again. It's not going to work for me. Hopefully, everyone is able to tune in. Honestly, I don't know who's out there tonight. I am not used to doing a weekday show, but with football season in effect, decided to do the show during the week. I was in New York yesterday, got back late, couldn't do the show last night, which is probably going to be the night that we try to do the show moving forward, Tuesday night right after football ends, and probably 9 o'clock, because literally I called in to the station 5 seconds before I went on the air. I've had nothing but computer issues tonight. My main computer went down. My backup computer went down. My Skype phone went down. I still haven't eaten my dinner, but you know what? I'm here. Here I am, and, you know, we have a lot to talk about. We have not been on the air in probably 2 weeks, and so much has gone on that as I was doing the agenda for tonight, I don't know that, you know, we'll have enough time to cover everything from NFL starting up to a lot of things going on in the political world. The Madden Challenge has started. You know, I got the honor of meeting Russell Simmons yesterday, and if you don't know who Russell Simmons is, shame on you. So I'm going to talk about that. And, you know, just kind of bounce around a little bit. If you want to dial in, I gotta get myself together here. Call in 347-838-9525. You can see me on Instant Messenger, and I've already received a message. So I at least know one person's out there because he's instant messaged me that says, hey, we're out here listening, so that's good stuff. EAFL Commissioner on AOL. You can also send me an email at EAFLradio at EAFLmadden.com. And remember, we changed the name of the show from EAFL Radio to The Madden Voice. I think it's catchy. I don't know how you guys feel. Let me know. Let me know what you think of the name The Madden Voice. Is that something you can get behind, or should we look at a new name? But I like it, and you guys know how I get when I like something. I kind of stick to it. First thing I want to talk about tonight is a little bit on politics. And it's been a very interesting few weeks. We've had both conventions, actually technically all three conventions. This week is the Independence Convention. Because I've been so busy, I haven't really tuned in to CNN or anything to see what they're even talking about, but I heard something about the Independents. We're having a convention this week. But 2 weeks ago, we had the Democrats go up first, and Barack Obama and Joe Biden and their convention. And then last week, the Republicans went, and Joe Biden and Sarah Palin and their convention. And I decided that to try to add a little positive spin to the show with all of the people out there in the Madden community that tune in to the Madden Voice, that tune in to our message boards on Sports Gamer. I want to say hello to all the people out there on Sports Gamer, and we enjoy our partnership with Sports Gamer. I started thinking that it's such a platform that goes, I don't want to say to waste, but there's so many things that we can do with that platform. We've offered mortgage help if people had mortgages and had problems with, or if they had family members that had mortgage troubles, they could seek us out. And we've offered budgeting and credit counseling and a variety of different things to try to help people out that would be, you know, interested. And so I sat back and I said, politics, voting, election. People were commenting on different threads, and I decided, okay, I'm going to create a thread on our forums at Sports Gamer. We have our own EAFL section as a part of Sports Gamer, And I decided that I would create a politics section on that forum. And I had no idea where it was going to go. I threw a few rules out there, hoped that people would treat it properly. We'd get into some interesting discussion. And quite frankly, you know, I think full disclosure is the name of the game. I'm a Barack Obama supporter, and I'm not necessarily looking to change people's minds, really not. But I'd like people to make informed decisions, and I thought that this would be a good forum to discuss issues, discuss perceptions versus reality. And, you know, there are a lot of people sitting on the fence, don't know what to do, and they can, you know, non-threatening message board environment, take a little break from Madden for a minute or video games for a minute and talk about something that's very relevant, because I don't care how old you are, who you are, being the president affects you. And so I thought it would be a good venue. And I wasn't disappointed. I got to be honest. If you look at the entire Sports Gamer site, I believe this thread was the fastest growing thread ever. And it is the second largest thread that I've seen on Sports Gamer. And I don't know how far back their archives go. They might have had threads that are bigger that are no longer part of their archives. But if you look today and all their active threads, it's the second largest. And, you know, dare I say, with, you know, seven, eight weeks still left to go in the campaigning, easily will be the largest and most popular thread on Sports Gamer. Now, some of that is because of the back and forth that was going on. And some of that was just the interest level of different people, and not just people that are in the EAFL, people that are in Sports Gamers. And, you know, if you are a part of Sports Gamer, you don't need to apologize for posting on the EAFL section, no more than someone on the EAFL section needs to apologize for posting on the Sports Gamer section. It's one message board, and granted, we've requested kind of a little segregation because we do focus a lot on the league, and I think that people should have an option. If you don't want to hear about everything going on in the EAFL, then you don't have to come to our section. But if you do, it's there. It's open. There's no secrets. It's not private. And chime in, you know, and heck, join the league. EAFLmadden.com/join. Join us. But no apologies. A lot of people post and they apologize and say, sorry, EAFL guys, I just wanted to say, no apologies needed. You know, post, make your comments, join in. And just, you know, to just briefly kind of hit on some things. You know, the first week the Democrats went, and probably, you know, if you want to talk about highlights of that week would be Ted Kennedy. And, you know, one again, no matter where you sit at for Democrat, Republican, Independent, regardless, you know, he's terminal brain cancer. And the fact that he had the strength to come and speak at this convention at his age, you know, is got to be inspirational to everybody. So you had Ted Kennedy come and speak. Hillary Clinton spoke. She did a magnificent job speaking. Bill Clinton spoke, and I thought his speech was great. And, you know, Joe Biden spoke, and he did okay. And I think, you know, probably the highlight of the election or the of the week was Barack Obama's speech, which was just, you know, plain masterful, if you ask me. So real energetic week. You know, Barack Obama had to move his speech to Mile High Stadium, which is now Conseco Field, I believe. I don't know. Someone can correct me, but it has a different name to it now. And it is, he had 85,000 people listen to him speak. So, you know, pretty good if you're looking at numbers. And then, you know, the Republicans came up the next week, and I did not watch as much of the Republican convention, but I did watch a lot of it, and I've always been a fan of Fred Thompson as an actor, Law and Order, Die Hard, good actor. I want to hear him speak, and he's a great speaker. He did exactly what he needed to do as a Republican, and Rudy Giuliani spoke, and you know, he did okay. Wasn't a bad speech. I think the highlight of that week was Sarah Palin's speech. I think that, you know, her speech was the best of the week, period. I think very surprised at how articulate she is. And I just think that she did a great job. It was a great speech. I think she did exactly what she needed to do. I thought Joe Biden's speech was boring, quite frankly. And I think that, you know, she needs to do most of the speaking, quite honestly. I was getting sleepy listening to Joe Biden speak. I apologize if you hear my phone clicking. I tried to get on Skype, and I couldn't do it, and therefore I am using my landline, and I tried to disconnect my call waiting, and I guess I didn't. So, unfortunately, you might hear people trying to call in and reach me directly, and I apologize in advance. So, just kind of a ghetto show tonight, if you will. I have guys in the chat room saying they can't hear me, but I had a guy on AOL say that he could. So if anybody in the chat room can hear me, please let me know. And if no one can hear in the chat room, then I will contact someone with Blog Talk Radio to do something about that. But if anyone in the chat room can hear me, please let me know. And actually, if anybody out there can hear me, I did have someone instant messaged me earlier saying that he can hear me, and he's just messaged me again that he can still hear me. So I'm not sure why the chat room can't hear me, but hang in there. Sometimes it clears itself up, so we'll see how that works out. So I think the other thing with the Republican campaign was that the convention was with the hurricane coming through. They didn't have the pressure to do as well as the Democrats as far as energy, as far as just hype. They didn't have to, and they actually made really the only decision they could make, which was kind of tone it down the first day when they found out that the hurricane wasn't going to be as bad as people thought. Then they were able to kind of go back in the full swing. You know, and depending on what side of the fence you sit on, both conventions were well done. I do think that John McCain has to do something about his public speaking because it's not very good, and that's just the truth. It has nothing to do with who you like or don't like. I just, you know, if that's part of the job, and you got to keep people's interest. And I guess especially after hearing her, who blew me away as a really dynamic public speaker. Really did a good job. So that was the conventions, which led to a lot of discussion on the message boards. And I think what was really interesting about the discussion on the message boards was people tend to have misinformation and present it as fact. And even when you present facts, they come back and respond, they don't believe, or, you know, it's still not true. And that's what takes conversations down, kind of down the wrong road. Got a couple of calls, so I'm going to just see if people are calling in to comment or just to listen. 347 area code, what can I do for you?
Oh, I just wanted to comment on the politics issue.
Okay, go ahead. You've got the floor.
I think McCain, all he was trying to do was pull the wool over our eyes. I mean, it couldn't be more obvious what he was trying to do. That's what it seems like to me. I mean, they're talking about Palin has a special needs child and going into McCain's Vietnam experience and all this stuff, which is all good, but they're not talking about anything that really makes a difference, like all these foreclosures, the unemployment rate skyrocketing on a daily basis, and healthcare and troops in Iraq, all this other stuff.
I can't disagree with you. I mean, I don't think I have an obligation to be bipartisan here, and I don't disagree with you. I think that while I respect his service to this country, and I think that I had no idea that he went through as much as he went through in the 5.5 years that he was in Vietnam. You know, I respect that, but I think that it seemed as though that is what they wanted to put out there for us to decide that he should be president. And,
right.
You know, in my opinion, one of the, you know, probably the best president since I've been alive, well, since I've been old enough to know that presidents actually matter in this country, was Bill Clinton, who didn't serve one day in the military.
Right. You're absolutely
and so
right.
I think it's good. It's nice to know, and I respect him for it, but I stopped short of thinking that you know, something that he did 35 years ago makes him more qualified than someone else today. And that does seem to be what they wanted to shove down our throats. In the meantime, gas prices are through the roof, food prices are through the roof, utility prices in general, foreclosures, our dollar is worth nothing anymore. You know, we can go on and on about how bad the economy has gotten in the last 8 years, and I'm not hearing anything from the Republicans on what their plan is. I'm just hearing them saying that Obama's plan isn't going to work, but I'm not hearing about McCain's plan.
Absolutely nothing on his side about what he plans on doing. I was in the Navy for 4 years. I mean, just because you was in the military, and granted, he was a prisoner, that don't qualify you to be a president. I mean, there's other things that come into play. Because to me, I think he's clueless. He doesn't have he couldn't be so out of touch with what's going on in his country today. That's just my personal opinion.
Well, hey, and that's what this is about. Everyone having their opinion, and you know, I encourage everybody to be active, and you know, and spread the word. You know, if you want Obama in office, spread the word. If you want McCain in office, I guess you can spread the word too. But you know, everyone needs to go out there, register to vote, and vote. If you're 18,
oh yes, most definitely,
you need to
most
do
definitely.
It because you know what I saw happen. You know, when Al Gore should have been president. And
he got robbed.
That watched. Yeah, you know, it's just inexcusable what happened, you know, 8 years ago. And we can't go through that again. We can't go through the right person losing because of a system or because not enough people can get out there and be heard. So everybody has to get out there and be heard. All right, any other comments?
Have you ever seen, like, movies like Fahrenheit 9/11 or Loose Change?
I've seen Fahrenheit 9/11, Michael Moore.
Yeah. How about Loose Change?
I have not seen Loose Change. Who did that one? Is that a documentary or just a...
It's like a documentary. It's sort of like Fahrenheit 9/11. But I like watching these kind of movies, and I like other people to watch them. You know, to get a perspective of certain things. Some of it might be true, some of it might not be. But there's a movie I saw recently. You can Google it. It's crazy. It talks about the American dollar and why it's shrinking rather about nothing right about now, and all kind of other stuff. And you know, who's actually selling weapons to the military for them to go fight these wars. And there's actually a comment in the movie about how we was never meant to win the war in Iraq. It was just meant to sustain so people can make money off of it.
That's
it's
true.
Crazy stuff.
Unfortunately, a lot of those things, and that, you know, if you go to our message boards on sportsgamer.com, or you can go to forums.eaflmadden.com, and it'll take you to our forums. You may have to refresh it a couple times. But on our politics thread, we had a couple of guys come over from the Sports Gamer section and comment on kind of what they think are it was labeled conspiracy theories. And, you know, I got to tell people that some of the things that these guys were talking about are based in some level of what I think is true. You know, there is some of what they said that I thought was a little hype, but some of it is true. And I think what people have to do is really educate themselves on things. There's a book out that I read years ago called Why I Hate America, and I recommend everybody in this country read that book. And I'm not telling you to hate this country at all, but it opens your eyes on some of the things that we do around the world that have people feel the way they feel about us, because there is more than one way to look at things. And we get so caught up into you know, sitting here thinking that we're it, you know. Kind of like what we do in the EAFL, we think we're the best league, we're the only league, and I got to tell people in my league, hey, I think we're the best too. Doesn't mean we still can't learn from other leagues. I think the same thing about this country. We're a good country, but, you know, I think the country to our north has figured out a lot of things that we still struggle with. You know, they have low crime. They have universal health care. They have low unemployment. Their dollar's worth more than our dollar right now. I mean, and they're right over our borders, so... Not saying they're a better country than us, but I'm saying they figured out some things that we haven't figured out. And so we have to not be so arrogant and think we always have all the answers and educate ourselves, because there's a lot of people that have figured out some things. What was the name of that? Is the Loose Change the one you said that you can Google?
Oh, a Loose Change, and this other one is called Zionist. Z-I-E-G-I-E-S-T. That's like a movie that goes from the beginning of time up into the current day and a little beyond.
Spell that for me one more time.
Z-I-E-G-I-E-S-T.
Okay. Going to definitely look it up. I also recommend you check out Fahrenheit 9/11. It is the counter to Fahrenheit 9/11.
Okay.
And it was a good watch because it showed some of the sensationalism that Michael Moore did. A couple of times he just blatantly lied. I was a little disappointed. A couple of times, I don't think he did. I think it was accurate, and I think they tried to show that it wasn't, and I believed what he was saying. But a couple of times, he definitely did blatantly lie, which I was a little disappointed in. I'd like to know that you're not taking video clips and cutting out pieces of it and showing it in a movie and saying and making points that aren't true. And he did that a couple of times. So it's called Fahrenheit, ends in H-Y-P-E 911. And, good video to watch. But, hey, appreciate you calling in. And go Obama, right?
Right. Yeah, hopefully. I mean, we can't afford another 4 or 8 years of what's going on because I think if we get another 4 or 8 years of what's going on, stuff is just going to get worse.
Yeah, I don't think we can afford it. I don't think I can afford it financially. So
I don't think anybody can afford it. I live in Atlanta. Atlanta's like number one or two for foreclosures. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, you guys are up there. My brother lives out there, and yeah, you guys are up there. We'll see what happens. The government just took over Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. We'll see what they bailed them out.
That's some bull right there. They bailed them out.
Well, they had to though. They had to, and I'll just leave it at that for now. It's kind of what I do for a living, so I have to be careful what I say. But they had to bail them out. There really wasn't a choice. And my thought on it, and the only thing I'll say is it's good that they did it, but this should have been done months ago. You know, this should have been done 6 months ago, in my opinion. But they had to. They had no choice. I'll leave that alone for now. But the government really didn't have a choice there. So, all right, man. Appreciate you calling in.
All right, thank you.
Take care.
You too.
All right, that was a good call. And again, if you're a McCain supporter and you want to call in and say some things, your views, your opinions, feel free. I'm not Rush Limbaugh. I'm not gonna sit here and tell you can't call in and make you feel stupid. We're not gonna spend all night on politics, though. We do have a lot of mad things to talk about. But I do want to bring some awareness to politics. The last thing I'll do in reference to politics is just give out the infamous That Guy Award. And, I'm gonna go to the thread now and just, there was a couple of nominees. Got to be honest, I didn't get a really good chance to go through the nominees, but I'm going to go through the nominees and let's see. Now, that guy is, and I got an email today from somebody that says, don't be that guy. And so if I say that guy, hopefully you know what I'm talking about. But, this is the guy who just kind of sticks out for the wrong reason. This is the guy who just clearly doesn't get it. This is the guy that, kind of the oddball. If you were in high school, he was the one that didn't comb his hair. He was the one that wore plaids and stripes, and people talked about him and said, look at that guy over there, and there were some nominees on the board, and I can't get to it now. I'm looking at them, but there's links and things, but people posted links to things. There is a guy, Coach K, nominated for smashing his Xbox after a loss. So the guy lost, and let's see, I think his name is Manchild. In my pissed off state tonight, I ripped my Elite right out and threw it off the wall. I knew this was going to happen with this game. The system is in two pieces, so I don't know what else to say. This is a guy named Manchild. And I got to tell you, that's a strong nomination. I mean, you take a $400 video game system and break it into two because you lost the game of Madden. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. And let's see if there's any others that I can look at. I have the DC Bama, who four-time EAFL champion, former commissioner in the EAFL, and a host of the upcoming Bama Bowl. I'll talk about that in a few minutes. And he wrote, I nominate Zach Burho from TML. And if you don't know who TML is, then there's no reason for me to explain it because you should know who TML is. He's had other names as well. This is that guy that likes to ruin and spoil movies. Oh, yes. I know who this is. This is the guy who the show Madden Nation is coming up soon. And this guy found out who won and posted it. And Bama tried really hard to stay away from seeing who won and unfortunately wasn't able to do so and saw that whoever won. Well, I don't know who won. Bama's been kind enough not to tell me when we had this conversation. But this is a guy who posted who won. The Madden Nation show. Madden Nation show's already been taped, and it'll be aired at some point. If anybody knows when, feel free to share that information with me. So that's another nomination. I think that's it. And then my nomination, and quite frankly, the guy that's going to win it this time, probably a standing nomination, but our good friend Govals is going to win this time. Now, the reason that Govals is going to win is because, you know, last time he was nominated because, how do I say this without, I don't want to insult the guy, but he had been away from the league for 8-9 months, and mainly because there's just comments that he makes that are not necessary, and at some point when people keep doing it, you got to let him go. So he was let go. Been gone 8 or 9 months, contacted me and said, I want to come back. I like this game of Madden, but, you know, it's only worth it if I can play with you guys. I said, well, hey, you know, we'd love to have you back, but let's stay off topics that have to do with race. I really don't think your choice of words are appropriate, and I'd rather just stay away from it. And if you can agree to do that, so be it. He agreed. Back in the league. Within 11 days, he had made 2 posts about race. So he was nominated last time for that. He wins this time because of his inflammatory and quite frankly, lies about Obama. And you have to go to the thread to read. But he doesn't win because he posted these lies. He wins because after I personally posted facts that I cited, some were video quotes where Obama himself said, no, that's not true. Here's the truth. He still said, well, I don't believe you. I don't believe him, and that's what I believe. So, and that's not even why he wins, because you would say, well, hey, I mean, who's to say who's right or who's wrong, right? Well, he posted a video that talked about Obama. It was a very, very degrading video about Barack Obama. Virtually none of it is true. It was edited and they show him standing there as someone is singing a national anthem and there's 3 people standing there. He's standing there with his hands down. Well, it was edited. They had another clip of him standing somewhere and they just cut and pasted it. But it looked like he's standing there with his hands down. You can go to his website and see June of 2007 where he's leading the Senate. And he's saying the Pledge of Allegiance. One of the rumors is that he doesn't say the Pledge of Allegiance and he doesn't put his hand over his heart. That's a lie. And so this inflammatory video is where he got all of his positions on. Not because, you know, he educated himself and studied, and he got his complete view of Obama was off this one inflammatory video. And this is a grown man I'm talking about. And I said, you know what? I don't care about your position, but the fact that you believe this piece of propaganda has earned you the That Guy Award. So, Govals, congratulations. For the next week or so, you're that guy. I'm actually going to come up with something to kind of accentuate that just a little bit more. All right. So enough on that guy. Enough on politics for now. People want to call in and talk. I have no problem if somebody else wants to call in and counterpoint and say, listen, I want to talk to you about Barack Obama, and I don't like him, and here's why. I think the conversations we're having now on the message board are very good. We're talking about Palin's experience versus Obama's experience. We're talking about the Republicans' lack of focus. We're talking about, you know, Joe Biden and you know, his positions and some of the things that Joe Biden said that were against Obama when they both were running for president. So there's a lot of good, solid conversation. If you want to go to our message boards and chime in, feel free. You can go to sportsgamers.com, click on the community section, and you'll see forums, first option. You'll see all the forums, and one of them is EAFL. If you go to the EAFL League Central, one of those is EAFL Community. And then you can't miss EAFL Politics. And a lot of reading, so if you're bored, go check it out. Good stuff. All right. So we've talked politics. We've talked that guy. My dinner's sitting here wanting to be eaten, but I'm a trooper. I'm going to wait. Let's talk about the Madden Challenge. And the Madden Challenge kicked off last week, L.A., I don't know who won, I'll be honest with you. Had I had a few minutes to get my stuff together, I would know who won. I don't know who won. I do know that there was, a lot of talk on the message boards about the winner, and I guess there is a glitch that the winner used. And I don't know this. I wasn't there, so let me be clear to say, you know, a lot of people listen to the show, and I don't want someone saying, Kamish T, talking bad about the winner. I don't know, you know, or maybe he wasn't even a winner. Maybe he was runner up. But one of the top four was using a glitch, a kind of a motion glitch, and does something to the offensive line. And that play was banned subsequently. I believe it was the winner, but I'm not sure. And so, you know, when a guy wins an MC, and that's the talk coming out of the MC, you got to wonder what's going on. You would hope that that kind of stuff is not what comes out of MCs, you know. And I don't know the guy, but congratulations. And, hopefully whomever it was can still be competitive without that play. All right, I'm getting messages here, people telling me who won. Let's see. Young Neff won on Friday. DJ Mazzola, who I do not know, won on Saturday. And Problem won on Sunday. Problem is probably still ranked number one in the world. And plan to see Problem at the top of the list. He'll be up there. You know, I don't know that he'll be number one, but he'll be up there. The glitch was the QB Neal to fullback dive, and the guy who used it got the runner-up on the first day. So J-Bev is giving me that information. I appreciate it, J-Bev. Now we need to just get you out there to Philly with us, brother. So that's what came out of the L.A. Madden Challenge. The EAFL will do their official annual EAFL gathering, reunion, whatever you want to call it, in Philly this year. The first year we did it in New York, there was five of us. The second year we did it in Philly, there was probably, I want to say, 8, 9, up to even 10 EAFL members in Philly last year for Players Bowl. And so this year for the Madden Challenge, we're doing it in Philadelphia. And why Philly? Because Philly is one of the more competitive MC areas. And because the Madden Federation and Game Time Philly, who we are partnered with, are headquartered there. So I personally hope to meet a lot of the people. And, yes, I'll be going this year. I have not been able to get out to Philly yet for the Madden Challenge or for anything, really, Madden Challenge, Players Bowl, whatever. And so I will be gone. I've got my hotel, and I've taken a day off, and I will be out there. And I look forward to meeting everybody and most importantly, just hanging out with the guys from the league and seeing the guys I haven't seen in a while that I talk to all the time and then meeting the new guys. And I encourage people to participate. I encourage you to go and register. Go to EASports.com, and, you know, they have the site up now where you can register for the Madden Challenge. And if you can get out there, particularly guys in the league, if you can get out there, make it so. You can also, if you go to our message boards, we have a link, or send me an email, I'll send you the link to our EAFL store, where you can actually order right now custom shirts that have the EAFL logo on it and then have your name on it as well. And if we talk, we can do kind of a custom logo for you so that you can make your shirt look really good. And other items you can get, hats and different types of shirts and a whole mess of items on our store. So just go to Sports Gamers or send an email to EAFLradio@EAFLMadden.com, and I'll send you the link to the store. I don't make really any money. Once you pay for it and it's shipped to you, you know, I may make 50 cents or something. I really don't make anything. It's not there for me to make money. It's there for you guys to have merchandise so we can rep as a crew. The Bama Bowl will take place out there, and when it gets to be closer to happening, we'll be making some other special announcements about Philly. I don't want to make those announcements now, but when it gets closer, we will make announcements about Philly. But the Bama Bowl will happen, and Bama actually, out of his own pocket, hosts a tournament in his hotel room, and the winner gets the money. And he's now offered to, if guys want to chip in and make the pot even bigger, or even have a first, second, third prize, you know, we could really make this something special. But, you know, the Bama Bowl is just another way to get everybody together, let everybody lab against each other, and just get you hyped for the MCs. The Philly MCs are 2 days, Friday and Saturday. I have signed up for Friday, but I'm going to see if I can get that changed to Saturday. And then there's an over 30, and, you know, being barely over 30 myself, I've signed up for the over 30 tournament, which is Friday night. And they also have a PS3 tournament and an under 13 tournament. Not sure when those are, but those are out there as well. But for the 360, there's an open on Saturday and on Friday. And I encourage people to sign up. I think it's going to be good. And remember, you know, if you're a member of the EAFL Major League, then your Super Bowl victory or your Super Bowl runner-up appearance will earn you some ranking points, the same ranking points that Problem, Young Neff, and these guys are earning by winning these Madden Regionals. You can now earn, not as many, of course, but you can earn a good number of Madden points by joining the EAFL, making your way up to the Major League, and then winning a Super Bowl. So, you know, there's a little bit extra incentive to play in this league. Got a call from 702 area code. 702, what can I do for you?
This is just to show me. I'm just listening, and I can't get my computer to stream the radio.
To show
like
me.
How's it going?
To show me, a.k.a. stepdad. Good to have you on. All right, I'm going to go back and mute you. I think there's a way to let me know if you want to comment. I don't know how it is, but people have done it, so play around with your phone and you might be able to figure it out.
All right.
Thanks for tuning in.
No problem. Thanks, man.
All right. All right. That's Toshomi. Toshomi is been a member of the league now for a little while, and his stepson, and I normally don't put people's business out there, so you know, people forgive me. It's a running joke in our league, and not a joke in a bad way. It's kind of, we kind of like the fact that we have kind of a father son combination, and they volunteered this information, and I like it personally. Being a father myself, I like it. I think that's great. That you know we have a rule against two people in one household playing in the league, but for this situation, you know, we bent the rule for them, and Toshomi's been a great member of the league and has actually offered to step up and do some other things with us, and I think that's very likely. And his stepson, well, you know, he's Chargers for life. And if you recall the last show that we were on, he made some very bold predictions, and most of those predictions did not come true. but he's an entertaining guy, I'll tell you that. So, but they're good to have him. Good to have everybody. Okay. So the Bama Bowl will take place Friday night. Still got to determine the logistics, the time, the hotel. I think Bama was looking at the Hyatt, and I will not be staying in the same hotel, I don't think. I want to stay close to where the MC is. You know, I want to be able to, like, just shoot right over. But I'll drive over and hang out and stuff. And that's where the Bama Bowl will be. And so I think it's going to be great. I really do. I look forward to it. And, you know, guys, if anybody wants to, you know, it's not an exclusive club. If you're in the EAFL, we'd love to have. If you're not in the EAFL, then join. But we'd love to see you out in Philly. That's where we'll be. And, you know, we look forward to it. I mentioned tournament ranking points, and I'm even seeing questions in the chat room. And I get this asked all the time. I get emails about this. I get people IMing me about this. And so I'm going to explain. I guess the question that I get is, what's the difference between the Madden Federation and their tournament rankings and EA Sports rankings? And so I'm going to try to do this again, but it's night and day, really, really is. No disrespect to anyone who I know that there are you know, there was a guy that we used to all know on the EA Sports boards, Elquay was his name back in 05, and Elquay used to brag about being a top 50 guy. And, you know, over the years, we've met a lot of people that put a lot of faith into the EA Sports rankings. And that's fine. We don't. We've seen too much abuse of those rankings over the years. Guys with two boxes, and they're able to beat themselves and escalate themselves in the rankings, or, you know, play their friend, and their friend, you know, throws games so that they can get escalated on the rankings. So we've seen a lot of that. And then the other thing is, I mean, when you play ranked games now, they're all pro. And there's a lot of dispute on what's harder to play on, All Pro or All Madden. And there is a thought out there that All Madden is harder because the computer is not as smart, so you have to be better. I've never understood that logic, quite honestly, because no matter what, you can only control one guy. So if you're playing and you're one guy and there's 10 other guys on each team that the computer is controlling, then you would think that you would want the hardest setting, not an easy setting, because you can only control one guy. So, you know, to me, that's pretty cut and dry. That and I think to some degree, the people that run the tournaments agree, because the major tournaments are all done on All Madden. They're not done on All Pro. And so if the mentality was that user skills are more important on All Pro, and it really is about what you do and not the computer does, then I think the tournaments would be done on that level, and they're not. So that said, the rankings on EA Sports, the top whatever rankings that you find, the leaderboards, is just based on wins and losses, level of competition on ranked All Pro games. And if that's your arena, good, you know, great for you. The tournament rankings, however, done by the Federation Game Time Philly, are strictly based on tournaments and points based on where, you know, the tournaments you play in, and how far do you get into the tournament. And those tournaments are monitored. I mean, they're live tournaments, so it's, you know, it's not online where you can't see what's going on. It's a live tournament, and there's judges and referees, and so everybody knows, you know, the rules are pretty standard, pretty much the same. And so the more tournaments you play in and the better you do, the more points you get, and thus those points add up, and then you get ranked, and great. So last year when it ended, Problem was ranked number one in the world, I believe. I'm pretty sure. The last I checked, he was. And this year I haven't looked yet because we're just kind of getting underway. So when you come into the EAFL and you're in the major league, so this is only the major league. We have five leagues right now. It's only the EAFL 360 run by Nelly Nell. And only that league is eligible for ranking points. And also King of the Hill League, run by Boza, who runs some tournaments down in South Florida. His league, you can also get world ranking points. Currently, they're the only two leagues. I'm assuming at some point that they will add others. I'm not a part of that process yet. I'd like to be because I'd like to make sure that we keep a certain level of I want to make sure that whoever else gets in has the same standards that we have in the EFL and that I'm pretty sure Boza has with his league. Can't just have anybody come in and have a league that's sanctioned because then it takes away. It's kind of like, the big issue they had with pro basketball and age requirement and should you go to college. Well, they're looking at, in order to be a pro basketball player, they want to have a certain level, say you're a certain level of human being. Well, can't just have any league sanctioned. We what we do here, I think we do better than anybody. I do not think there's another league that's run as well as this one is. Competition, I think our competition is pretty good. I think it's as good as anybody. But we are certainly better run than any league I've seen so far. There is one other league out there that a friend of mine is running. I'm not going to plug his league right now, but he's a friend. And I think he runs a pretty good league. He's been running one for a while, and I think he runs a pretty good league. More of a sim league, and we used to compete in a league together. And I think he runs a pretty solid league. And I know there's probably a couple other leagues out there that I might be forgetting off the top of my head that I think they probably run pretty well. But I just think from top to bottom, the organization and the structure and just the systems that we've created make our league the best. So if you join us, PS3, 360, NCAA, EAFLMadden.com/join, or just go to EAFLMadden.com and you'll see a button that says join. Click on it, fill it out thoroughly, and we'll get you in one of the leagues. We've got five, and that leads me to the next topic is we're going to do a little EAFL reorganization, and that's going to involve a pretty major decision that I'm announcing the decision now. I'm not going to give all the details now, but the major decision that I am going to announce is that Coach K, who many of you know, been a commissioner for a pretty long time, runs EAFL Europe, runs EAFL NCAA, will be stepping down in that capacity, and we are currently selecting his replacements in both leagues. He will no longer be running a league for the EAFL, and quite frankly, he's earned a chance to do other things. He's been loyal, he's been very productive, he's been committed, and he's done a lot for the EAFL, and it is just time to allow him to do other things, and it's also time to give other people opportunities to contribute to the league, too. So I think it's good all the way around. It's good for Coach K. I have a great new position for him that has some pretty interesting responsibilities, and I think it's going to be fabulous for the league. I think he's going to be re-energized, and we're looking at some good people that have stepped up to fill his shoes. We like all the people. We're going to set up a chat soon, either via phone or online. But we're going to have probably seven commissioners, and the reason so many commissioners is I really want this year the commissioners to be really running the leagues, and I want myself and Coach K to be doing some other things. So, there'll be a couple of leagues that'll have two commissioners because we really want to make sure that the leagues are covered. So, look out. I mean, the things we don't sit on our loyals on our what's the word I'm looking for? We don't sit on our laurels. Hey, I'm a little tired, guys. Here in the EAFL, we always look to improve and do better. And I'm pretty excited about the direction that we're going to go. I got another call, 301 area code. What can I do for you?
Yeah, how you doing?
Good. How you doing today?
Good. I was listening to the league, and I was trying to join. I was wondering, what's the process to join? Like, how quick do you get to join?
Well, the process is pretty much going to EAFLMadden.com, mm-hmm. and you can either go straight to the join site, which would be EAFLMadden.com/join, or you can just go to EAFLMadden.com, and right on that home page, there's a blue button that says join. You click on it, takes you to the information that you have to fill out. It depends on which league you're looking for. We have three leagues for the 360, mm-hmm. so to get into a 360 league is going to be fairly quickly. The PS3 league, we have one. It's almost instantaneous to get into that league. The NCAA league, we have won fairly quickly to get in. You know, a lot of it just depends on how the current owners are doing. If we have dead weight, we get them out of there and we bring in new blood pretty quickly. If the owners in there are pulling their weight, then we create a little waiting list.
Now, is it a – well, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, we monitor it daily. And so, you know, we are anxious to get new people in because we always think every time a new person joins, you know, this might be the next superstar in the league. This might be the next guy that, you know. So we want to get people in as quickly as we can.
Now, is there a fee to pay or?
No. All the EAFL leagues are free of charge. I guess the other side of that is you don't win anything. We are not a money league.
Right.
So if you win a Super Bowl, you're not going to win any money. We've looked at doing trophies and things over the years, but, you know, the league has been so solid and so competitive. And people in our league play because they love to play Madden, and they want to play the best, and that's what's kept us going. But now, as I was saying a little bit earlier, with our major league, if you make it to that point, you know, now, you know, there is an extra incentive, which is the world ranking points that people can earn if they win a Super Bowl or even get to the Super Bowl.
Now, how do you get to the major league? You have to win, like, a certain league to get to the major league?
No, really, you know, what I've never done, and I guess I'll say it's kind of been what I've created, that particular thing has been I've had people disagree with me and think that only the best should get promoted.
Mm-hmm.
And I've discovered that loyalty means a lot more to me than talent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, guys that are loyal to the league, play their games, you know, committed to making the league the best, refer their friends, you know, and say, hey, guys, you got to come check out this league. You know, join us on the message boards, play fantasy football with us, you know, just really dive into the league and create, you know, say, hey, this is my hobby, this is what I do. Those are the guys that get promoted. You know, even if we have a guy that, you know, goes through and he's 8-8, you know, or, you know, 7-9, but he's been loyal, yeah, we'll give him a shot. You know, we'll give him a shot against the big dog. Now, he's going to know you're stepping up in competition.
Right.
But get ready. Because if you are 8-8 in one of our minor leagues, and then you jump up, you're going to have to step your game up because these guys don't play. These are tournament-tested ballers, play all over the country, playing tournaments. These guys are good.
Right.
But we'll give you a chance. We'll give anybody a chance, regardless of their record, if they've demonstrated a commitment to the league.
Right, right. I did want to make a comment before I left.
Sure.
You know, the B-More Challenge in D.C., the Madden Challenge is one of the known challenges. All the big top ballers come down there. I talked to Curly. The host?
Curly Top.
Yeah, yeah. I just want to make it known. I'm going to win that challenge.
You're going to win it?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, how do we identify you? What's your name?
Well, what they call me, Chill Cosby. My gamer tag is Space Ghost Cosby. I've been going to this challenge for 3 years. This will be my first year.
You're Chill Cosby?
Yes, sir.
So you've already sent in an application
yes,
to join
sir.
The league. All right. I sent you an email back.
Oh, so I didn't check my email yet.
No, that's right. All right. I sent you one back asking if this was for real.
I got on the Mad Lab, looked at the forms. You know, I know a couple of people here and there. One of my good friends is nephew. But, I really think I'm going to win this year.
Okay. Now, I saw your name. It said, here it is. I just pulled up your application. Chill, O Baby Cosby.
Yeah, O Baby Cosby.
Yeah, and I said okay, because I get a lot of spam and I get a lot of other stuff. So, you know, I looked at it and I said, is this a real guy or is this a joke? So I sent you an email saying, is this real? So you don't have to respond because now that you called in, I know it's real. So you're right. There are a lot of top ballers down in Maryland, that's for sure. You know, and actually we have several. That live in the greater Maryland, D.C. area.
Yeah.
I'll actually be out to Maryland. Unfortunately, it does not jive. I'll be out there on some business, but it doesn't jive when the MC. The Maryland MC, I believe, is the Sunday right after Philly, right?
It's going to be September 8th.
Maryland?
Yep, September 8th.
Is it? You sure?
No,
it's not September 8th.
I have it on the calendar.
Well, September 8th has passed.
September?
Yeah, we're in September.
I mean, you know, September 28th. I'm sure.
Yeah.
September
28th.
Yeah.
28th. Right. That's Sunday.
Yeah.
Right after. Right. That's.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's the Sunday after Philly because some of the guys that are in Philly are actually going to go straight to, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to go to Maryland, but some of the guys that are in Philly, that are going to be at the Philly MC are going to shoot straight to the Baltimore one. So.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. Then we gotta get you in the league, man. Now, are you are you affiliated? Because there's a lot of crews out there. Are you affiliated with a crew, or are you just
kind of? I've been to certain tournaments. I met a couple of people, but the fact that I've never been in a crew, and I do a couple of Game of Sloan games here and there, I talk a lot of trash, but I'm not really affiliated with a crew. But I have a couple of friends who we are actually thinking about making our own crew.
Well,
other than that, you know, I told the problem. I know RJ.
Mm-hmm.
He lives right around the street from me. But, you know, other than that, I'm not really affiliated with a crew, you know. But
well, you know, I'm not one to go out and recruit people, but, you know, check us out. See what you think of the EAFL. You've already, you know, put in an application to join, which is great. Check out our forums. Meet some of the guys in the league.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you might decide that what you see that we have might fit what you want to do, you know.
Right.
You know, we have a pretty solid group here. And,
right.
You know, there's something for you to think about. So, and particularly since you've already expressed interest in being in the league anyway.
Yeah, I've been wanting to be in the league for the longest.
Yeah, so, I mean, I take a look at it and see. And you know we'll get you guys some shirts, you know.
Yeah, yeah. See, in the league I'm in now, it's just like so many people feel that, you know, I'm in a league, but it's a sim league where, you know, pay, win a prize out. But a lot of people in the league feel that, you know, you could join other leagues for free. And I was searching, seeing this league, looked at it, liked it, and I wanted to join.
Yeah, I I don't know why. I don't really feel like charging people. You know, I've been told so many times that we could make so much money if we made a money league, and maybe we could. But you know what? I don't personally, I don't have a problem with guys going to a tournament and saying, I want to win, I'm going to win some money, blah, blah, blah. Hey, that's cool. But I don't think because you play for money that just makes you better than people that don't.
Right.
I've never seen that. I've seen some, I mean, you know, I don't know if you know, last year at the Players Bowl, one of our guys took out Problem in the first round. You know,
Casper
took out Problem first round, first game. Now, I'm not saying that Casper's better than Problem, but he beat him.
Right.
No matter what, he beat him. You know, now here's a guy coming out of our league, goes to his first tournament, takes out number one player in the world.
Right.
And so what I'm saying is, it's not necessarily always about money; it's about heart. And I like the guys in our league because I think right down to the last guy in our league. I mean, I can, you know, J-Bev and Tiki and Too Cool and Moss U and Bama and Coach K and, you know, the list goes on. Vince.
Right.
These guys all play. These guys have heart. And that's what we are, you know what I mean? That's what we're talking about, you know,
right. Is
heart. That's what I'm looking for. And so, you know, we'll see. But, hey, I wish you good luck. I wish you good luck. I'm definitely going to, you know, I'm going to be now that you've come on and said I think I'm going to win it, I'm going to be rooting for you.
Well, yeah, I'm guaranteed.
Along with my guys. I got to root for my guys, too. Oh, sorry, S-Jack. I forgot about S-Jack.
Yeah,
S-Jack,
a
S-Jack is a Super Bowl champ. I forgot about him.
Well, I'm guaranteeing D.C., so you'll see me.
All right.
EA
All
right. Champ.
All right. I'm going to be looking for you.
All right. Well,
Chill
yeah,
Cosby.
Get me in the league. Yeah, Chill Cosby.
All right, man. We'll look forward to it, man. We'll be seeing you in the league soon.
All right, sir.
All right. You take care. Thanks for calling in.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right.
All right. So, Chill Cosby sent me an application, and honestly, I thought it was a joke. I get these all the time, and I didn't delete it, but I sent him an email back, and it turns out it's a real guy. And you heard him. You heard him say. I guess he knows some of the guys. I mean, we know the names that he mentioned, RJ, and I forgot the other names. We certainly know the names. And he's thinking that he's going to win, so we're going to see. We'll see. So, all right, I think that about covers it for the MC. And let's see. Let's check on our 702 guy. Let's just make sure he's okay. Are you okay out there?
Oh, I'm still listening. I'm loving it.
All right.
Good show.
All right.
So
just checking on you. I want to make sure you're all right now.
Thanks.
All right. Just making sure that he's okay, you know. Guys out there listening. Got to keep your troops happy. Got to keep your team happy. That's kind of my job. They say, T, what's your job? And my job is make people happy. That's what I do. Got about an hour to go. So now let me tell you about my yesterday, man. I got to tell you guys about my yesterday. I got to kind of sidestep from the Madden talk and even the politics talk for a minute. Got to tell you guys about my yesterday. Now, I don't talk a lot about what I do for a living outside of the EAFL because who cares? I mean, at the end of the day, do you guys really care what I do for a living? Probably not. But I work for a bank, and I manage some programs for a bank. I have a pretty good job at the bank, large bank, and, you know, management at a large bank. And that's about all. I'm not going to get into all the details and the titles and all that, but I got a pretty nice title, too, so they treat me well. And so I got an email from a lady who I do business with, works for a company called Genworth Financial. And Genworth is part of the GE Corporation. You know who GE is. GE owns about everything. And Genworth, they do mortgage insurance. If you don't know what mortgage insurance is, I will give you a one-minute course on mortgage insurance. If you go out and get a mortgage for a house, they and you don't put down 20%, the bank feels that there's risk involved. And so what they used to do is they would charge you higher rates because the bank was taking the risk. Well, insurance companies came in and says, we will help with that risk so the rates can stay down, but we're going to charge a fee. And that's mortgage insurance. So if you put less than 20% down, 9 times out of 10, you've got mortgage insurance on your loan, and you're paying a separate company a certain dollar amount for that mortgage insurance. And what that does is it protects the bank in case you don't pay your mortgage and you lose your home. So the mortgage insurance company, Genworth, there's only 7 mortgage insurance out there, mortgage insurance companies out there. Genworth is one of them. So a VP at Genworth invites me to an event that's going to be hosted by Russell Simmons yesterday. And if you don't know who Russell Simmons is, shame on you, because you should just hang up from my show. Don't ever call back. Don't listen to my show ever again. If you don't know who Russell Simmons is, I don't want to talk to you. Russell Simmons is one of the top hip-hop moguls out there. When you think about Jay-Z, or you think about Puffy, or you think about Nelly or 50, or any of these moguls of hip-hop, Jermaine Dupri and these guys that all have labels and these moguls. Well, none of these guys would have anything if it wasn't for Russell Simmons and Def Jam and Rush Management, Rush Communications, all done by Russell Simmons. So it all started with Russell. And so for me to get to meet Russell Simmons, which just would be an honor, I was like, wow, you know, to go here and meet Russell Simmons, wow, you know. So I went down to I guess they had a press conference for an hour to talk about this thing that he's doing, and then they were going to make a presentation for 2 hours. So pretty much I'd be down there for 3 hours. Drove down to New York yesterday in all that rain, went down to Fashion Avenue, you know, pretty upscale part of the city from what I've been told. I don't know New York, so, but I drove down there, parked, got up there about 20 minutes late, 7th Avenue, Fashion Avenue, 512, that's the address of. And don't worry, you ain't getting in because security's like crazy. 43rd floor, penthouse. Got in, went up there, and they thought I was with the press. So they said, "You with the press?" I said, "No, but I was invited." They said, "Okay, well, go stand over there." So I'm like, "All right." So I went over, and I stood over in a little conference room, and I saw Russell, and I saw the lady that I knew, and I took a picture of them together. And they, you know, cameras, BET News is there, VH1, Inc. Magazine, and maybe 7 or 8 other, you know, it was a pretty well-covered event. And I'll talk about the event in a second. So the lady's talking, and she says, and I want to announce, you know, my banking partners are here, and I see Terry from People's United Bank is here, and I was looking around, I'm like, oh, she's talking about me. Next thing you know, I'm standing in front of the camera introducing myself, which I thought was pretty cool. And talking about how I'm going to work with this initiative that I didn't know anything about, which I thought was pretty cool because there I was on I guess not live TV, but BET News was there, so they might show it during one of their BET News clips. And if you see it, and they talk about Russell Simmons, and they talk about home ownership and financial education, get your house right, and they show it, look for big light-skinned brother because that's me. I'm smack right there. You'll see Russell, you'll see a lady in red, and then you'll see me. I'm standing right there, and a lot of the people. But anyway, so turns out that they, you know, as time went on, the reason that all this happened is they want money from my bank as for the program. So I was brought there for a reason. I didn't really get to talk to Russell because right after the press conference, he was gone. I got to say hello and hope to get to talk to him soon. And he said absolutely, and then he had to go. I did get to talk to Dr. Benjamin Chavis. Dr. Benjamin Chavis is a former, previous, several years ago, executive director of the NAACP, and also the organizer, the head organizer of the Million Man March. So definitely someone, you know, if you have any interest in those type of things, a very, very smart guy, very intelligent guy. I got to talk to him for a while. But this entity, this thing that he's doing is called Get Your Money Right, and it's really targeted at the hip-hop community. It's targeted at the young urban professional, and it's really designed to help you get your money together and hopefully become a homeowner. My goal is to get someone, one or two people from the initiative on the show and to spend as much time as they want to spend talking about it because it's going to be somewhere near you where you will actually get to go and see it. So I want to bring them on the show and have them talk about it. So I'm not going to talk too much about it now, but it was just really a nice event for me to go to and to meet, you know, Russell Simmons and some of the other people. And if you guys call me later, instant message me, I'll tell you about the young ladies. I can't do it on the show, but I'll tell you about the young ladies that were there. And woo! But anyway. So that's that. That was my meeting with Russell Simmons, and hopefully more. Hopefully that's the beginning of more. Another thing that, you know, I wanted, I see some pretty good. I see Chuck Kaz has joined the chat, so that's pretty interesting. And, guys, don't beat up. You know, my guys have a way of sometimes just jumping on new guys and beating them up. So let's not beat up everybody that wants to be a part of the league. All right, guys, I'm not saying you guys are, but I'm just wondering. Wonder if you guys beat up on him, man. Get a guy a break. All right. Let's check the phone lines before I continue talking. And, nope, we're good. Let's check the instant message, see if there's anybody instant messaging me. Let's see. Yeah, I got guys wanting to get into the league. Oh, that's pretty funny. All right. So we are adding a new feature, and we are going to be adding a lot of things to the league. But the new feature, and I demoed it about a week ago, and it got good reviews. But it's going to be called Game of the Week, and it'll be published on YouTube, and it'll be using the highlights from EA Sports World put into a custom film, uploaded to YouTube for the world to see, and that will be for what we consider to be the game of that week. And this is only going to work if the guys in the major league send me friend requests. I think half the league has done so. The other half has not. So I need everyone to send me a friend request on EA Sports World. If you're in the EAFL, major league only. If you are not in a major league, please do not send me a friend request. I do not need it. Only the major league. And so require that. And then it's going to require some coordination of me getting well, not of me actually getting, but of two people agreeing and uploading enough material for me to be able to make the video. But it's hot, you know, and, you know, if you haven't seen it, if you go to our forums, you will see it in the 360 forum. Just a quick demo that I did. It was not the final version, but, you know, we're just trying to take advantage of the technology that's out there and really use it to our advantage. And really just have features that nobody else has. And, you know, nobody else is doing that right now. There's nobody that's taking these things and trying to do things to benefit. Of course, now that we're doing it, I'm sure you'll, you know, just as you know, we were the first radio show, and now there's probably 10 radio shows and growing. And we did the first live draft, and now everyone's doing live drafts. And, now, we did not create the idea of a major league and a minor league. There was another league that I got that idea from, but there was no other leagues doing that. And now every time I turn around, I'm reading about people doing major leagues and minor leagues. And, you know, so we made that famous. We didn't create that one, but we made that one famous. So, you know, and I'm pretty sure now that we're announcing Game of the Week using the EA Sports highlights, you know, someone else is going to try to one-up us. Someone out there is going to do it. And, hey, more power to them, because it took me a long time to be able to figure out how to make that work. So it's not simple, let me tell you. But it's something that's hot, and I think the league's going to really, really get behind that. All right, so game of the week. Wanted to talk briefly about fantasy football. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it, but I articulate things better than I write. I've always been that way. And sometimes when I write things, they don't necessarily come through the way I want them to come through, and sometimes they do. We had an issue in our fantasy football league about vetoing trades, and it's pretty interesting that it is finally, I think it's resolved now, but there was a huge miscommunication, a misunderstanding on vetoing trades. And, you know, I guess a certain person plays in other leagues that, you know, they have different philosophies on vetoing. And those philosophies are unique to those leagues, because I did a lot of research on this. And the purpose of giving the league the power to veto is fairness. You know, you don't want two guys that are in collusion so that one guy can win the league by getting stacked with players and then they split the money. And so if you veto, you have a voting system and you veto trades, it kind of prevents that. You do not veto trades because it's going to put somebody on a team that you're going to have to play and you don't want to deal with that person. It's not the purpose of vetoing trades, or because you don't like that guy and you want to just be a fly in their ointment. And if you read the thread on our forums, I think you'll see that there was a little bit of that going on. And it was really annoying. It was really annoying that a simple trade of two running backs of pretty similar fantasy standing that had to be vetoed. And I will say this, the guy that spoke up was the only one to speak up. The other four people that vetoed didn't have the guts to say why. They just vetoed and left it. And I guess you don't have to. You veto, and you don't. But for crying out loud, you know, you're going to veto, you know, Ricky Williams and Chester Taylor. I mean, give me a break. So hopefully that's cleared up now. And hopefully moving forward, guys don't veto things just because they don't like them or they don't understand them. You know, the veto power that you have is a benefit to the league. It is not to benefit yourself. It is strictly a league issue, league benefit. You have to take your owner hat off and put your commissioner hat on and look at it strictly as the commissioner of the league. And do you think this is something that you can approve or not? So it's posted. Now it's been verbally said. Hopefully we won't have any more of those issues, because, you know what, that would suck. All right. Let's see. Talked about the reorg. Let's talk some football. And I'm hoping that we get some guys to call in, because, you know, me, myself, and I love football season. And, you know, well, let me back up. If you're listening and you want to call in and talk about your team, whether they did well or whether they did poorly, please call in and talk to me about how your team did over the weekend. Everybody has played at least one game now, and there were some really strong performances out there, and then there were some really crappy performances out there. But clearly the news of the week right now in the NFL is Tom Brady being out, and he has, from what I've heard, it is a torn ACL and MCL. So he's out for the year. And at this point, you know, even making it back in time for training camp would be, you know, pretty tough. Next year is not a guaranteed with those injuries. So we'll see. But you know what I found was pretty sad? A couple of things. You know, people feel like it's payback for some of the things the Patriots did last year and running up the score on people, you know, and how they played the game. And, you know, I mean, I didn't like their running up the score. I thought it was ridiculous. You know, they got a cheap touchdown against Dallas last year and to try to make the game look, you know, it was 41-31 was the final, but, you know, it was a cheap late touchdown that they didn't have to get. They could have kneeled the ball out and that would have been the game. But, you know, that has nothing to do with Brady's knee injury, and to say that it's karma is just stupid. You know, it's just the people. I don't know what people are thinking these days, but it's just stupid. And I hear that there is a Chiefs fan club or something, and they're selling T-shirts honoring the guy that put Brady out of the league. Or, you know, I mean, what are people thinking? You know, what are people thinking? You can't love football to the point where you want to see people hurt. You know, you guys think about people, you know, Kevin Everett was paralyzed for a while, and his guys that, you know, lose their careers, and he's just, you know, it's a brutal game. But you don't sit back there and honor and celebrate someone getting hurt. You know, I don't care who it is. I hate the Patriots. I live in Connecticut, and I can't stand the Patriots. I don't want to see Brady hurt. I don't. Now, am I happy he's not playing? Of course. But I don't want to see his leg half broke. You know, that's not, I don't want that. That's not, I have no desire for that. And I think people have to be a little bit more mature about how they deal with things and, you know, to be happy. I mean, I think about when Michael Irvin went down in Philadelphia and they cheered. You know, and he had a spinal neck, you know, neck spine injury. And they cheered. He's getting rolled off the field in a cart, you know, on one of those backboards with the neck brace on. And the Philadelphia fans cheered. I mean, give me a break. You know, I mean, let's have a little, you know, I'm not going to sit here and say we need to hug and sing Kumbaya. But, I mean, come on. You know, to be happy that someone got hurt and to sit there and it just doesn't make any sense. It just don't make no sense. I got a guy, he says he's a Patriots fan, born and raised in Boston. And one way or another, nobody should be happy that league MVP is out for the year. So, you know, good point. I don't really care about him being a league MVP. I care about the fact that, you know, he's a guy that's playing on a team. He's a starter and he got hurt. And, you know, to be happy about a guy getting hurt, you know, he's got family and whatever, and people love him. And, you know, the league MVP, I mean, for the league, yeah, the league's got to care about that. If I'm Roger Goodell, I got to care about my league MVP being out the face of the league. As a fan, I don't care about all that, but I do care about him as a football player, and if I'm a Patriots fan, of course I'm going to care. But just as a football person, I just think it's ridiculous. I just think you want to support the league, you want to support good competition, you know. And we're going to leave it at that. But that was the news of the week. And then lately, the last 24-48 hours, I'm just amazed at what I'm hearing about out of the Tennessee Titans and Vince Young and. They had to call the police and all this craziness, and I'm just amazed that I can't for the life of me understand what is going on. I know, you know, they're saying that he's not happy with being booed and this and that, and you know, I don't understand. He's a good quarterback. He hurt his knee. He's out, I don't know, 2 to 4 weeks or whatever. But I don't understand why the drama. I mean, I don't get it. I'm just confused. I mean, you're in the NFL guy, you know, and you got to be tougher than that. You really do. I don't get it. And I guess it's not my job to get it. But it's confusing to me what's going on with Vince Young. I hope he gets help, you know. Because I don't know. It's the kind of stuff that's disconcerting. All right, I need 1 minute to switch phones, so I'm going to play the intro one more time while I switch phones. Hang tight. All right, I am back. Sorry about that. I think we might have went dead for about 30 seconds. Forgive me. I had to switch phones, and I guess I learned something new about this site. There can only be one host. I tried to call in and transfer over to the host. This is why I use Skype, because my phone's, you know, I probably should go out and buy new batteries, but I don't sit on the phone too much. So I use Skype, and I can talk all night, and my Skype would not configure properly with my computer, so I had to use my landline, but I have two landlines, so I'm back. So anyway, as I was saying, again, I apologize for the I think we might have been blacked there for about 30 seconds, and I apologize. But the whole Vince Young thing, I don't get it. I'm not really sure what that was all about. And, you know, but I mean, hopefully the guy gets help. But, you know, as far as week one goes, and I'm actually going to pull up NFL.com because there were so many interesting games this week. And the first game that comes to mind is the Philly game over the Rams. That game was I was completely impressed with what Philly did this week with the Rams. Now, it was the Rams, mind you, but still, you know, there's so much talk about, you know, the Cowboys and the Giants have won the Super Bowl, and Philly just made a statement in that first game. So, you know, I was pretty impressed with that drubbing that they did. Atlanta took out Detroit, and, you know, this guy comes in, rookie, throws his first pass, and he scores a touchdown. Michael Turner comes out of the shadow of LaDainian Tomlinson and runs for 220 yards. And Detroit loses. and I played with Detroit in Madden and can't stand them. But anyway, Atlanta beats Detroit, and Atlanta played a good game and took them out. Baltimore beat Cincinnati, and Chad Johnson is now Chad Ochocinco. for whatever that means to the world, he is now Chad Ochocinco, and he wants the name Ochocinco on his jersey, which is why he changed his name, so it can say Ochocinco. And so he legally changed his name, and the NFL said, well, hang tight. You know, the name Chad Johnson has contractual obligations with Reebok, so we have to clear those up before we can accept your name change. So at some point, he will get Ochocinco, but not just yet. But that said, I wish he spent more time worrying about, you know, what happens on the field, because Cincinnati lost 17-10, and I think he had one catch in the game, and that was it. Buffalo, another team, made a statement by beating Seattle, and Seattle's playoff, you know, perennial playoff team, and Buffalo took them out fairly easily, 34-10. Tennessee beat Jacksonville. And probably the player there that sticks out is the rookie Chris Johnson. It's the 4-2-40 himself, and happens to be on my fantasy team in my other league. So, you know, with Vince Young being down, Kerry Collins has shown that he can manage the game and still get them some wins. And with this Chris Johnson, I mean, look out for Tennessee. Pittsburgh took out Houston, and Big Ben, you know, I think he came out of there with a little injury, but it seems like he's going to be okay. Another competitive game, New Orleans and Tampa Bay. I don't know why people are saying New Orleans has the best offense in the NFC. I don't get that one at all. But now they can't say it because Marcus Colston's out, I think, 4 to 6 weeks now. I think it's his shoulder or something, but he's out. So I guess I don't have to hear that anymore. But I don't get it, you know, best offense in the NFC. I didn't get that at all. But they beat Tampa Bay. Reggie Bush had a nice touchdown that I saw in the highlights. New England, beat Kansas City 17-10. Kansas City's not very good, and had Brady played the whole game, I think that game would have been a blowout. It's going to be interesting. What do you think about Matt Castle? Call in or send an email or send an IM, and let me remind you how to do that, and I have to go back to where that information is. You can call me at 347-838-9525. That's 347-838-9525. Email me, EAFLradio@EAFLMadden.com. Instant message me at EAFL Commissioner. You are tuned into the Madden Voice. Got about 35 minutes to go. What do you think about Matt Castle? What do you think about Bill Belichick's decision to not work out Chris Sims, who has now, I believe, been signed by Tennessee? Don't quote me. He was signed today or yesterday, but I'm not sure who signed him. But what do you think? Dante Culpepper retired this week. He didn't find the deal he wanted, and he's retired. You know, to me, it's a no-brainer. Go get Dante Culpepper. You got Randy Moss. Nobody's thrown more touchdowns to Randy Moss than Dante Culpepper. And he's healthy. You can he walk right in and be your starter, or, you know, certainly within a couple of weeks be your starter. Matt Castle, in my opinion, this is not the second coming of Tom Brady. This is not Tony Romo. This is not, you know, Mark Bolger, or this isn't, you know, this isn't somebody who's going to come in and be a starter. He's not a starter. If he was a starter, he would have been another team starting. He's not a starter. He's a backup. He knows the system, but he's not a starter. And I don't understand Belichick's faith in him. And what happens if he gets hurt? Who you got? You know, you got to go get another quarterback. I don't get it. I got asked why the Saints hate. I don't hate the Saints. I just don't think they have the best offense in the NFC. I've heard that two or three times, and I don't see it. Look at the running game. You know, Reggie Bush is not a running back. Reggie Bush is a utility back, and he's good utility back, but he's utility back. Deuce hardly played in the game, so, you know, we're right now, where's their running game? It's not where it would need to be for a team called the best offense in the league. Colston's now hurt. You know, so I think, you know, you got Shockey now, and the guy Henderson, I think is his name, and good offense, but not the best offense in the NFC. Sorry. I mean, when you got a team like the Eagles putting up 38 like that, DeSean Jackson, rookie, coming up big, and I'm not an Eagles fan. I hate the Eagles, but I give credit where credit is due. And, you know, I am a Cowboys fan, and look at what that team did to what is considered to be a good Cleveland Browns team and a good defense. And, you know, Cleveland had nothing. Cleveland couldn't do anything to Dallas in that game. So, you know, when you talk about best offenses, yeah, they just got to step up a little bit more. I believe we got a call. Oh, had a call. Must have lost them. So, hey, whoever you were, call back. Oh, there he goes. 413 area code. I happen to know that that's north of me. That's the greater Springfield area. What can I do for you?
Heads up, that's Gibbs.
That's Gibbs.
What's up?
What's happening?
I'm just calling to talk about Matt Castle.
Yeah, talk to me about Matt. Now wait a minute. Now let's put the disclaimers out there. Are you a Patriots fan?
I am a big time Patriots fan. Yes.
Okay. So just so we know, so I smelled it. I sensed the homerism coming through the phone before you even said anything. So, but go ahead. Talk to me about Matt Castle.
My point about Matt Castle is that. Why we wouldn't bring in a Culpepper, why wouldn't bring in a Chris Sims is when are they going to start playing? Are they going to start playing next week? How are they going to know the offense by then? They don't have enough time to get just thrown right into the fire, I think, get a better chance with Matt Castle, who's been backing up Tom Brady for the past 4 years. He knows the system like the back of his hand. Well, at least he should, anyways. All the public ever gets to see is, you know, what he does during his preseason games, because he never plays, ever. Which, yeah, that's a problem, but he never plays. But, I mean, the coaching staff, Belichick, the players, they all have confidence behind him. And, you know, they see him play in practice. They see him during scrimmages and practice and everything. So they see something in him. So I'm going to put my trust in Belichick. I'm going to put my trust in the players. And I wouldn't want anyone else to come in. I feel more comfortable with someone that knows the system, knows what they're doing, than to bring in someone off the streets and then throw them right into the fire. And I think it's better to have Castle to start. I'm not saying we're going to – go ahead, yeah.
Knowing the system is fine, but let's talk about ability, okay? I mean, you can know the system like the back of your hand and not be able to play the game. Now, I'm not saying he can't play. We obviously saw him play most of the game against Kansas City. And what it looked like to me was a guy who managed the game and barely got out of Kansas City with a win. It didn't look to me like a guy. I mean, it looked to me like now the Hyde Park Patriots are going to go back to being game managers. And
Right. Is
that, you know, so you don't think a Dante Culpepper, an experienced veteran quarterback, can't pick up your system in 2 or 3 weeks? Brett Favre picked up the Jets system.
All the reports are saying about Brett Favre is that he only is running about 70% of the Jets playbook, and that's Brett Favre. That's a veteran. That's a Hall of Famer, 18 years experience, and he can only pick up 70%, and he's been there for over a month. What's
and
Chris Sims? What's Dante Culpepper?
He started and won the game. Wait a minute, and he started and won the game. And what I'm saying to you guys is Matt Castle versus, I mean, I don't know about Chris Sims. I'm not sold on Chris Sims, but to me, Dante Culpepper would have been a no-brainer. What's your backup? What happens if Castle goes down?
Evan O'Connell, and they actually just signed Matt Gutierrez again today, who was on the team.
Oh, yeah, I heard that.
I agree that we do need a backup. I mean, I don't think any of those guys they're not good to be a backup. I don't see a problem bringing in Culpepper or Sims to be a backup and maybe let them, you know, sit there for a few weeks or so, but there's no way you sign them and have them start next week. There's no way to do that. You let Castle play. If Castle can manage a game...
you wouldn't bring him in and have him start next week, but...
No, but there's people saying that, all that, you know, like, oh, bring in Culpepper, he's, you know, bring back the Randy ratio, throw him off, you know what I mean? I mean...
But you can't ignore it, though. I mean, how can you ignore that?
If history repeats itself, then maybe Castle, not saying that he'll ever be as good as Brady, but if he can come in and do exactly what Brady did in the 2001 season, I don't think we're going to have a problem. I mean, we have a better team overall. We had Bobby Hamilton starting on the defensive line.
Hold on. Slow your roll for a second. Brady is a once-in-a-lifetime quarterback. You don't those kind of guys do not grow on trees. Take it from a Cowboy fan who watched the Dallas Cowboys go through 10 quarterbacks between Aikman and now Romo. 10 quarterbacks. People say Dallas hasn't won a playoff game in 11 years. You're damn right. We had to go through 10 quarterbacks to get our next guy. And so, yeah, Bledsoe went down, Brady came in, and look at what you found. Look at the diamond in the rough that you guys had.
Right, but
Bledsoe gets benched, Romo comes in, same thing happens in Dallas. But that's the exception.
I'm not
think that Castle, you know, is gonna this doesn't happen. It happened. You guys are blessed for it. You got arguably one of the best quarterbacks of all time. But to say that this could happen again with Castle, I mean, come on now.
I'm not saying that Matt Castle is going to be the next Tom Brady. I'm saying if people remember back to 2001, Brady didn't do anything special. He dropped back 3 yards and handed the ball off to Antoine Smith. That was the game plan. He threw for, what, 2,400 yards that year or something like that? I mean, Tom Brady in 2001 was not the Tom Brady of 2007. If Matt Castle can just go out and manage a game, not make mistakes, you know, what quarterback's supposed to do, then I don't think we're going to have a problem. We have playmakers all over the field.
Tom Brady in 2001 wasn't the quarterback of a dynasty, wasn't the quarterback of a team that had won 3 Super Bowls in 7 years. He was a quarterback of a team that nobody really had much high hopes for. I mean, the team before Tom Brady, the Patriots team, and I will remind you, I live in Connecticut, so unfortunately I know more about the Patriots than I care to, was not a very good team. And, you know, if you look at your history before Tom Brady, the Patriots won 45% of all their games played. The only other quarterback Patriots ever had that ever really did anything was Steve Grogan, and he really wasn't all that good, but he was better than any other Patriots quarterback. So when Tom Brady comes in, the bar was set low. He didn't have to do a lot to get some notoriety. Now, what he did was phenomenal, but the bar was set low. Well, the bar today ain't set low anymore. Real high. You guys.
It is, and anything less than a playoff this year, I would be disappointed. But at the same time, I understand that Matt Castle's quarterback. But I don't expect, you know, anything, a Super Bowl run this season. I don't even know what I expect from the season. But all I know is I will not be surprised if Matt Castle has a productive season and if we do make the playoffs. I'm not surprised at that. The offense we have and the defense we have, I think, is good enough to maybe hide Matt Castle's weaknesses if he can just be serviceable.
Okay. What do you predict for a record now that you know your squad and assuming Castle stays healthy?
I post in the forum – boasting around a little bit, saying that we'll be 12-4, but realistically, I see four tough games on the schedule against the Seahawks, Steelers, Chargers, and Colts. I can't say we can win those games, so I'm going to say we have 4 losses right off the bat there. But other than that, all the rest of the games are all toss-ups. We play the Niners, we play the Cardinals. Who else? We've all the division games. I mean, the Bills and Jets, they both look good, but. I wouldn't 9-7, 10-6, somewhere around there. Maybe hopefully win the AFC East, something around that. I'm not too positive, but I don't think we're going to be a 6-10 team, 5-11. We're not going to be a team like that by any chance.
So you're saying 9-7?
9'7", 10'6" ballpark.
And you and you're okay with that?
With Matt Castle at quarterback, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. We'll see what happens.
All right.
I never thought I'd hear a Patriot fan being happy with a 9-7 or 10-6 because you got, I mean, your team's intact other than Brady. So it would seem as though if you guys have so much faith in, you know, you say you have faith in Matt Castle, but then you're saying we're going to be 9-7, 10-6.
No, I have faith in Matt Castle, but he is no Tom Brady. But people are saying Patriots are done. Patriots are going to be 4-12.
Oh,
they're going to suck. They're going to be terrible. They're not going to be terrible. They have Randy Moss. They have Wes Welker. They have five solid backs, not great backs. Five solid backs. And I don't know. I don't think the season's a wash at all.
Oh, absolutely not. I don't think it's a wash either. I was going the other direction, thinking that if you have so much confidence, where you not, you know, there's nobody being brought in to work out, and you're not, you know, making any major moves at quarterback, and you guys are saying he's the quarterback, then you would think that if Tom Brady was going to bring you 14-2, 13-3, 15-1. Then I expect to hear 12-4 from Matt Castle.
Right.
I expect that there's not going to be much of a drop-off in wins. Not necessarily, I'm not looking at him to throw 50 touchdowns, but wins. That's what I'm looking for is, will you guys still win games? At the end of the day, whether they're pretty wins or ugly wins, wins are what this is all about. And I'm hearing 9-7, 10-6. I'm like, whoa. I mean, in the AFC East, this year, Buffalo looks good. Jets got Brett Favre. Pennington is with the Dolphins now, and the Dolphins looked better against the Jets than they looked all last year. So,
right.
I mean, now all of a sudden you got three teams that on any given day, these guys have weapons that on their, you know, of their own now. It's not a cakewalk like it once was. So, I guess we'll see.
Another thing, too, is I'm pretty sure we did bring in Chris Sims. We flew him out here, but we never gave him a chance to practice.
Yeah,
and,
because of Brady. He wasn't brought in because of Brady. He was already – the decision to bring Chris Sims in was made Saturday. You guys were bringing him in to talk to him.
And Brady
just
went down.
But it went down. The decision was made Saturday. And then he came out Monday, as you guys already planned, and you guys pretty much said, thanks, but no thanks. And you sent him on his way, and he went to Tennessee, and I think Tennessee signed him. But it had nothing to do with Brady. You guys very clear didn't bring anybody in because of the Brady injury, which I don't think is smart. I think you bring in Culpepper and take a look at him and see what he's got left in the tank.
Oh, I totally agree with that. I think at least sign him, see what happens. But
yeah,
you know, who knows?
That's what I think. So, all right, hey, thanks for calling in. We'll see. We'll see how the season plays out. Take care.
All right, bye.
Bye. All right, 617. Another Patriots fan calling it.
Oh, you know it.
All right.
I've been sending you a couple messages. I'm Brian 87.
Oh, yeah. Yep, gotcha.
Eskids and I are actually, like, we were college roommates. We're real good friends and whatnot. But I just have one point to make with Dante Culpepper, then I'll let you talk about whatever you want to talk about. My thing is, let's just say that tomorrow the Patriots sign Dante Culpepper. Realistically, what week will he learn the playbook? I know you just talked about this with Gibbs, but still.
I mean, here's the thing. I don't know how similar what he's run at Minnesota or what he ran in Oakland is to what the Patriots are running, number one. I remember hearing that Bubba Franks on the Jets, who played 9 years with Brett Favre, was very instrumental in helping Brett Favre learn the Jets playbook, and he was able to break it down so that Favre understood, hey, you know, all this is whatever, how we did it in Green Bay, and it helped Brett quite a bit. So I don't know who the Patriots have that would help a Dante Culpepper, and I don't know how similar the systems are. I think it would be unrealistic to think that he could go out on the field on Sunday and start, but it is not unrealistic to think that in 2 weeks he couldn't have enough grasp of the offense to go out there and manage a game, and by week three or week four be completely, you know, have it down. I mean, he is a veteran mean, these guys make millions of dollars for a reason.
Right.
This is all they do. This isn't
exactly
like us, you know, who when we try to learn a Madden playbook, we got about a half an hour. This is
oh,
all
yeah,
they
yeah. Absolutely.
So the answer to your question, I don't know, but I would say he could start week – in 2 weeks he could be playing. He could start theoretically, and I think he'd have the playbook down, you know, maybe a couple of weeks after that.
Okay, so realistically he would know enough to be a starter probably around week 5 or 6, right? Now, the Patriots have week 4 bye.
I said 2 weeks, so I'm saying if they signed him yesterday,
okay,
then I'm saying next Sunday he doesn't play. The following Sunday he plays.
Okay. Personally, I think that that's a bit early, but we'll run with that. All right, we'll go with that. That's fine. Now, let's just pretend that in those two games where he's learning, Matt Castle has a Brady-esque comeback. Not obviously, Tom Brady can't be repeated. That was just said. But let's just say the Patriots win these two games steadily, and Matt Castle plays very well. Maybe two or three interceptions, but maybe 10 or 6, 8 touchdowns. They win the ball game. Now, what do you do with Culpepper? Do you just pay this guy all this money to just ride the pine? Or are we, like, what exactly are we paying him for? And at that point, if they lose both of those games, if the Patriots go, 1-2 because they just beat Kansas City, it's almost, I hate to say it, being a big, you don't want to see this happen to your team, but do you just make that season a wash and just go for a good draft pick? Or, I mean, I see.
I mean, one and two doesn't end your season. Right. But I think backing up a bit, it's a gamble. It's a gamble
right.
Either way. And I think what we're doing is saying, you know, why not play the odds and bring the guy in? I mean, you can, you know, I don't know what he's looking at for money. I don't know what his salary requirements are. But I think not bringing him in and even taking a look at him is a mistake. Me personally, from what I saw from Matt Castle on Sunday, me personally, here's a guy who's been backing up Brady for 3 or 4 years and knows the offense and could barely manage that game. Me personally, I think
yep.
Brady Culpepper's your starter. That's my opinion.
Okay.
Fortunately, that's not what I do for a living, so my opinion doesn't
me
matter.
Neither.
But for
me neither.
Culpepper would be your starter. You bring him in and you say, Castle's in place now until Culpepper's ready. I don't care if Castle goes out and throws 20 touchdowns in 3 weeks. Culpepper's a starter because Castle was not. He's not a starter. Culpepper's been a starter. He's been, you know, you're looking at a different pedigree of quarterback at this point.
Right.
Guys are trying to win this year. Then if you have Culpepper and you have Castle, then in my opinion, it's Culpepper.
Right. It's just that, for me, when you're talking about with, and it's a great point how you're saying with Bubba Franks helping out Brett Favre and helping him learn the playbook and the new lingo and all that stuff. But, I mean, even if Randy Moss is able to sit down with Dante and say, hey, X means Y, Q means Z, whatever, I just don't think that realistically by week 5, which would be their fourth game because they have a bye week 4, that anybody really put in a position like that can really learn the playbook well enough to be an efficient starter. I mean, yes, you could throw somebody in there to be a good hander offer, but why? Matt Castle can hand the ball off just as well as anybody else in the league. So, I mean,
isn't there a small part of you, though? I mean, come on, you're a football guy, I'm a football
yep.
guy. You know, isn't there a small part of you that wouldn't mind seeing that whole Dante to Moss? You know, Dante's got that arm, he's got that 65, 70-yard arm, he's got that mobility. And, you know, him and Moss had a thing. I mean, these guys had chemistry, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And isn't there a small part of you that wouldn't mind seeing that all over again, except this time wearing the red, white, and blue?
Oh, absolutely. But at the same time, I mean, Dante was in his prime in, what, 2003? This is 5 years removed. I mean, you're not going to get the same Dante Culpepper that walked onto the field.
Oh, yeah, he's been hurt. I mean, I don't, you know, and I think he's getting a raw deal. He's been hurt. I mean, you know,
it's unfortunate that he's been hurt. I mean, if we were talking about
what he can do, honestly, I'd like to see what he can do. And I think, you know, he's 31 years old. and he's retiring because he can't get a job, you know? And he was hurt. I mean, same thing with Sean Alexander. You know, guys,
right.
These guys get hurt, and then they play because that's what they're expected to do. They don't play well, and now they're out of a job. Well, wait a minute. You say that they're supposed to play hurt because that's why they're making all this money, and they do it. And then, you know, now their stats are down, and they had bad years, and now these guys, I mean, Alexander was MVP, Culpepper, I mean, you know, Pro Bowler, you know, champion, NFC Championship game. These guys can't get a job? I don't know. But I understand what you're saying, and, you know, I guess I can understand. I mean, you know, Romo backed up, was a backup quarterback in Dallas for 2.5 years before he got started. And, you know, I would have probably pissed me off if they had went and brought in a veteran and said, you know, here, we're giving you the team. I would have wanted to see Romo, you know, see what Romo can do. And so, you know, with that, I think it's a good point that, you know, he's been the backup, he knows the system, and he deserves a shot.
Right.
So he's got his shot.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's tough because, like you're saying, you want to see that chemistry that Moss and Culpepper had, but it's not guaranteed. That's all it is. I don't know.
No, it's not. I think they should have at least. And they could, you know, and maybe Culpepper's not even interested, but.
Right. We don't even know that aspect, but yeah.
And he'd be a good backup if nothing else.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, thanks for calling. I appreciate your comments.
Thanks for doing all this. Keep up the good work.
Thanks. Appreciate the support. Take care.
Yep. You too, pal.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. Now we've got Coach K's on the line. Coach K.
Hey, what's going on, G?
Nothing, man. How's everything?
Ah, good. You know, I'm just here in the chat room having fun with these guys. You know, just hearing what you were talking about before, you know, with everything going on with the MCs and everything like that, yeah, it's going to be a very exciting time. I'm really, really looking forward to it.
Yeah, I think it will be. I think that, you know, and as it gets closer, we'll certainly, we're going to try to get, I'd like to do a show where some of the guys that are gone can all call in and talk about it. You know, and really get hyped for it as it gets closer. But I think it's gonna be a good time. I really do. Let me see. I wanna quickly finish just the NFL recap real quick. We were talking about New England, of course. Brett Favre and the Favettes. The New York Brets, as they're called now,
looking good.
Miami. I think both teams look good. Both teams look good, and I think, you know, the AFC East is going to be competitive.
Buffalo too.
Yeah, I already covered Buffalo, Coach. You missed that one.
Oh.
Cowboys. Hey, you know, I have no complaints about that game. The score, 28-10 over Cleveland, it doesn't even represent how close that game was. It was not that close. Cleveland had no D for Dallas, and they've been known to have a pretty good D, and they had pretty much no D for Dallas. And their offense was pretty stymied all day. I mean, I know people will say, you know, injuries. And hey, you know what? We all play with injuries, you know. And Dallas was down a corner, starting Pro Bowl cornerback. Two wide receivers themselves, you know, and it's week one, you get out there and play. And so, you know, with who they had, you would have expected more from Cleveland. But, you know, Dallas was just that good. I'm getting asked what's up with Jessica Simpson. That whole thing's getting blown out of proportion. I mean, she was on Good Morning America, and, you know, of course everybody knows that she's Tony Romo's girlfriend, and she just made a comment that they're going to beat Philly, and now it's all over SportsCenter, but completely blown out of proportion, you know, and no one's paying her any attention, I mean, other than to look at her, you know.
If you lose, it's the jinx.
Well, yeah, but you know what? I mean, she's got nothing to do with the game. So, I mean, Dallas loses, they lose because they got beat. I mean, that's it. Nothing to do with Jessica Simpson. Carolina, great game. If you didn't see that game, catch the – I'm pretty sure it's being replayed. I know it is. On NFL Network, check it out. They came back, last played a game, and beat San Diego at home, 26-24. Arizona beat San Francisco. Alex Smith is out for the year. And San Francisco has a quarterback I never even heard of. Chicago, another very impressive defensive performance over the Colts. You got to think that Peyton Manning isn't into a rhythm yet, and when he does get into that rhythm, look out. Reggie Wayne looked spectacular. Marvin Harrison looked old to me. I think he's done. He'll play out the year, but I was telling some people that I talked to that I don't think he's a top receiver anymore. I think he's a good receiver, but he just didn't look like the Marvin that I knew. And then Monday night, Green Bay over Minnesota. Aaron Rodgers looked fine. He didn't look spectacular, but he looked fine. And Adrian Peterson had a great first half and then kind of vanished. And then Oakland looked like a high school team playing against Denver. I mean, they couldn't do anything right. Poor, what's the guy? McFadden, Darryl McFadden. Darren McFadden, poor guy. He's going to have a rough year. And not because he's not good, but Oakland just looked horrible. So if anybody wants to call in and any final comments on football, my last comment would just be on football would just be that I do agree with a lot of what I'm hearing on SportsCenter and NFL Network. You know, you had San Diego lose, you had the Colts lose, both at home, and now Brady's down with the Patriots. Those are the top three AFC teams. You had Carolina win, you had Chicago win, and then you had Dallas beat Cleveland. And so to me now, this whole thing about the AFC being better and being dominant, that's out the window. That's not the case. To me, it's equal, and if not, the NFC, you know, can't forget that the Giants won the Super Bowl. And so when you look at all that, you got to say now that maybe the NFC is the go-to conference in the NFL. So, all right. Coach K, was there anything else you wanted to say? Just want to make sure I'm not, you know.
Oh, no, of course.
Okay. Real quick, you know, this is supposed to be a Madden show and got talking about a lot of other things, but hey, you know what? That's what we're here for. Real quick, if we looked at the major league, you know, rankings, if we looked at the major league, just to get a sense of who's really shaking it up. In the NFC and the EAFL 360 major league, Keegan Brick, who's in my division and beat me twice, we had a much closer second game than our first game, but regardless, he beat me twice. He's at 13-2 with the Bears. Philly Styles at 13-2 with the Cowboys, and those guys are really separating themselves from the rest of the conference right now. And if you look at the AFC, surprisingly to me, Insane Kane is at 8-1. That's a complete surprise to me. Vince is at 3-7, and I predict that Vince won't finish his season. And we have a Russ Bus at 14-1. And, you know, this is a case where he's a guy who has a lot of time to play Madden, and it shows because he's pretty good. Bama's at 10-4, should make the playoffs, but not guaranteed. JBev's at 10-4, and Snip Fox, 11-4 with the Bengals, and Ride Dogs at 10-6 with the Steelers. So pretty wide open. Seasons end Monday, right, Coach? Monday. So the Major League ends Monday at midnight, NCAA ends Monday at midnight, and EAFL E2 ends Monday at midnight. So guys, get your games in. And, you know, one of the things that I want on the next show to get comments on, we're going to do a show next week, probably Tuesday night, is I want people to think about Xbox Live and MSN Messenger. And we've talked about this a couple of times, and I want to make a decision on whether we make it mandatory that everybody uses MSN and integrates it into Xbox Live. I know that myself and Coach K and Nelly Nell think that it's a no-brainer and that people should do it. But, you know, I'm hesitant to make something because we've used AOL for so long that I'm hesitant to start to stray away from that. But it just seems to be, you know, it's a no-brainer. You can, on your computer, you can load up MSN Messenger and you can see who's on Xbox or not and decide whether you want to, you don't have to sit on Xbox. You can see it just as good from MSN Messenger. And the advantage of that is MSN Messenger can also be mobile. You know, so if you're on your way home and you want to see who's online, just, you know, do it on your phone and you can see and you can send them a message. And you can tell them right from your cell phone, hey, I'll be home at 7. You want to get a game in? You know, so the ability to communicate with people increases to another level through MSN versus just using Xbox Live, AOL, or using the Xbox Live website. It really steps up to another level, and I really think that people should consider using it. I'd rather the league step up and say yes than the media have to say, okay, you know, going to make it mandatory. So, all right, we've got about 3 minutes left. Let's see. I think I covered everything that I had on my list. All right. Well, you know, let me thank everybody who called in. I appreciate that. Thanks for to show me sat on the phone. Let me just check on him one last time because he sat on the phone. You there?
Hello.
You still there?
Oh no, this is Charge for Life.
Oh, this is Charge for Life now. Oh, same house, different person. Charge for Life. How you doing, man?
Fine.
All right, just checking on you guys. We, you know, got a couple minutes before the show goes off, so make sure that you guys are still there.
All right.
Peace. All right, they're still there. Well, I want to thank them. I want to thank Coach K, of course. Coach K is dying to know what I have in store for him, but I won't tell him yet.
Sure.
He's got to hook me up with his sister first. No, I'm just kidding. That was just a joke. It was just jokes out there, people. That was just jokes. I want to thank everybody for calling in. I want to remind everybody that, you know, particularly if you're looking to play PS3, you can actually join PS3 today and have a team tomorrow. You know, we can get you right into the PS3 league instantly. And, you know, so we're really looking to get the PS3 league going. The NCAA league, you know, the wait on that is fairly short as well. You can sign up for that and get a team pretty quickly there too. We do have three 360 leagues. So the 360 leagues, we do have some people that want to get in, as you heard earlier, so it's not quite as quick. But with three leagues, there is some turnover, so you will get a spot. But the sooner you sign up, the higher on that list that you get. And if you just fill out the instructions, we'll take good care of you. So EAFLMadden.com, and that's /join to join the EAFL. And check out our website. I'm going to be making some upgrades and some changes to it over the next few weeks. But check it out. There's some content on articles. And, you know, we have Blitzcast. You can check out some games that I've played. And we have the archives of the radio show right on the website. So you can check that out. And, you know, we are going to be introducing some really cool things to the Madden community. You know, some will be Madden-related and some will not be. As I said earlier, the Hip Hop Summit Action Network that is head up by Russell Simmons is doing this Money Right program, and we really want to introduce that to the Madden community to help people get your money right, you know, because that's what we all need to do. You know, we all sit back and can't do this and can't do that because we need to get our money right. And so I think this program is going to be hot, and I'm going to get some people on real soon to talk about it. You know, keep up the good work, supporting the EAFL, and refer your friends and spread the word and let people know that we're here. We're not going anywhere. The last thing I'll say is I know that there are other leagues that have offered to work with us for the MCs. Send me an email or send me an instant message. Or come to our forums. We're ready now. We're looking at connecting with some other leagues and doing some practicing for the Madden Challenge. So we look forward to that happening. And as we go off the air, I want to remind everybody to join the EAFL because that's where all feuds are settled on the field.